Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I've never heard of such
a group. You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Welcome everybody. It's a whole new world. I don't know if I can handle the truth right now. But in any case, welcome everybody to a whole new world, back in better than ever. This is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and on WWPR 1490 AM, Sarasota, Bradenton, Tampa Bay, in St. Petersburg, Florida. 2 million listeners in that area, Sarasota, Bradenton, Tampa Bay, and St. Petersburg, Florida. 2 million listeners in that area, 2 million strong, and hopefully we can get as many of them as we can. Anyway, welcome everybody from Florida. Welcome my people all over the world, actually. All of the United States of America, and of course, right here in New Jersey. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you for joining me. Yours truly, the R. Kelly, back in the chair, and no, not that R. Kelly. This is a different one. Still healthy, but for the grace of God, go I. And boy, oh boy, if you haven't fallen into a deep depression by now, God bless you, because it's been nonstop gloom and doom, coronavirus coverage on the cable networks, especially, and everywhere else you go, somebody's either talking about it or they are, or the news channels are saturating us with the grim statistics. I'll talk about it a little bit, but I'm going to approach it from a different way. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who's watching the program. Thank you, Lamont. And I'll talk about the coronavirus a little bit, but I'm not going to spend a whole hour on it because, I mean, we've been saturated with it. And you just have to try to find something to be happy about because everywhere you look, there's, you know, gloom and doom. And, you know, now Dr. Fauci, who I used to like Dr. Fauci until he started saying that 250,000 Americans could possibly die from the coronavirus. I used to like Dr. Fauci. And I'm not the only one. I mean, he's been threatened. I haven't threatened him, of course. But he has been threatened, and now he's got Secret Service protection because people don't like some of the stuff he's saying. Now, again, nobody really knows. I don't think that anybody really knows exactly what's going to happen, exactly how many people are going to die, or how many people are going to survive, because hundreds of thousands have. But, yeah, I'll talk about it a little bit, but I'll approach it from a different angle. And I'm not going to spend a whole hour talking about it because what else do you need to know? You know, well, I mean, we've been beat to death with the coronavirus story since it first broke. And so I don't know if there's anything else you need to know. All they're doing is giving us bad news, body counts, how many more people are being infected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all bad news. So I really don't want to hear it. I mean, I understand that, you know, that it's important that we wash our hands and we, you know, stay away from people. I'm doing some serious social distancing, as they call it. I'm still working. You know, I work alone, though, so I don't have to worry about getting anything from anybody. But I'm still working every day. Nothing has changed. Thank God. And thank you, Lord, for bringing us all back. Those of you who are here, thank Him for bringing us back for another week of coronavirus gloom and doom predictions. Okay, we've got a lot to talk about besides virus. I guess the shoplifting must have gone down like 100% since all the stores, the malls, and everything else is closed now. So I guess shoplifting must be down considerably since the coronavirus closed every mall in America just about. So there's some, I wouldn't say good news, but there's nothing to steal now because all the stores are closed. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister. Love you, Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister, from way, way back when. Thank you so much for joining me. Shout out to Timothy Cameron, who's watching the program. Thank you, my brother. No, I don't have shortness of breath. Anyway, thank you everybody for joining me right here on the Ron Kelly Show. R. Kelly back in the air chair. And like I said, no, not that one. This is a different one. So I guess the stimulus checks will be coming around pretty soon. And depending on what you made in 2018, I believe it is. I mean, who knows what to believe these days? But what you can believe is that if you owe child support, you're not going to get a check. And there's just no getting away from child support. I mean, I know killers and rapists that get treated better than brothers that are on child support. It's just absolutely unbelievable the way men are treated. And not just black. It's not a black and white thing. All men are treated like total dogs when it comes to child support. And, you know, not every man who owes or not every man who has not paid, it does not mean he doesn't want to pay. You know, there's circumstances. Now, there are some people who shout out to Gahu, my brother. I need a haircut. Maybe I'll come see you next week, Gahu. Good to see you, my brother. I might need a cut. I don't know where my barber is now. I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad I got you in my back pocket, my brother. Anyway, so, you know, yeah, so a man on child support gets treated like, you know, treated like a leper. You know, the lepers back in the day, the lepers had their own colony, you know, because nobody wanted to live around lepers. So they had their own colony where they all lived because nobody wanted to be around them. And right now, you know, men who owe child support are treated like lepers. So if you owe child support, you're not getting the check. So don't even bother to look for it. And it makes matters worse that baby mama that you can't stand, she's going to get the check. So, you know. It is what it is. Anyway, thanks for joining me. And I want to give you some tips. I want to give a shout out to Cassandra Tracy for watching the program. Thanks so much, Cassandra. And it's a stressful time right now. It's a very stressful time. And we're going through a lot, you know. These statistics, these many people are going to die, and social distancing, nothing is open. I go to work, I come back home, I got to stay in the house like many of you. And so I ain't no football, no basketball, no soccer. I would even watch golf right now. No Tiger. So I'm going to give you a little advice. R. Kelly's tips on how to relax better. And one of the ways that you could relax is mind your business. Really. Some people just need to mind their business. Because you see people on Facebook Live ranting and raving about other people, about don't worry about what the other person is doing. No. Don't worry about what's up, Eddie. Just don't worry about what other people are doing. One way a good stress reliever is to just mind your business. Just tend to your own business, and believe you me, your stress level will go down considerably. Because there's a lot of folks on here who are worried about what people think about them. And you know, in my entire existence on Facebook, I never worried about what anybody thought about me. Because you know what? I really don't care. Now, I care what my listeners think. And I watch a lot of news. I do a lot of research. And I do a lot of show prep before I come on the radio. Because I don't want to mislead my listeners. And there's a lot of you. So I don't want to mislead my listeners. So, you know, I do a lot of work in between shows, like from Thursday to Thursday. I do a lot of work on this radio show trying to get myself together. So when I do crack the mic open, I know what I'm talking about because you never know who might be listening on top of that. But other than that, I personally, I don't care. You know, so I think that because I see people. Not that I'm minding anybody's business, but I see people ranting and raving on Facebook about what somebody else is doing. Thank you, my brother. Worried about what somebody else is doing. Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business. Don't worry about the next man on Facebook. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing that you can't control. Just mind your business and you'll be fine. Trust me. So that's my tip for anybody who might be stressed out. If you just mind your business, don't worry about the next man, don't worry about the next person, I guarantee you, you'll be just fine. 12 minutes past the hour, everybody, and welcome to the folks down in Florida, WWPR. WWPR, 1490 AM in Bradenton, Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, and Sarasota, Florida, the folks down there who are checking out the Ron Kelly Show in their cars, not online. South Charlene Allen, congratulations on your wedding, my sister. Much love and much much wellness to you and your husband. So we got the pandemic going on. Like I said, I'm not going to talk about it that much, you know, because it's depressing. I mean, it really is depressing because all you hear is death, more infections, more deaths. You know, refrigerator trucks outside of hospitals and all of the field hospitals and all of this stuff. Shout out to Councilman Luis Velez. He's going to be on my radio show. Councilman Velez has some competition now, and I want to see what he has to say about it. So Councilman Luis Velez, look out for him. Fifth Ward Councilman Luis Velez within the next couple of weeks coming on to the Ron Kelly Show to talk about for those of you who are listening around the country, my show originates not far from Patterson. I used to live there years ago. So we'll have Councilman Luis Velez on the program very soon, and within the next couple of weeks, I promise. So Trump is finally, you know, and before I go on, I'm going to tell you what Trump's angle really was. Now, people are talking about Trump and he dismantled the pandemic mechanism that former President Obama had put in place when he came in. But that's not the only thing he did. And after the break, I'm going to tell you what Trump's angle was when he came to power in 2016. I'm going to tell you what his angle is. Thank you, Councilman Velez. I'm going to tell you what Trump's angle was after the break. In about 4 minutes or so, I'm going to tell you after the break what Trump's angle really was. Yeah, so we got this stuff going on, and man, I talked a little bit about the nonstop 24-hour. You know, you go to sleep and it's on. You wake up and it's on. You know, you go to work and somebody's talking about it. You know, hand sanitizer. So, like when I go to work and I got to put my hand on the thing, they got the hand sanitizer right there because they shouldn't even have that now. They got the thing where you put your hand on it and it reads your body or whatever the case may be. And I'll get to that, Councilman Velez. And you put your hand on, I mean, some of you probably have this, the hand scanner. When you punch into your job, you got the hand scanner. You put your hand on it, and it reads your, I don't know what it reads, but it reads your fingerprints or whatever the case may be. Then you got to, you know, so they got the hand sanitizer there. So once you punch in, and I'm punching in, then you got the hand sanitizer right there. So I put a big glob of it on my hand and wipe it real good, you know, before I go on with my day. But so we got a lot going on. I mean, you know, there's so much going on right now, or so much not going on. And I want to know how people are coping with having to stay in the house. I want to know how everybody's coping with having to stay in the house, because you can't escape that wife and those kids no more. You know, you got to stay there and you got to deal with them. Shout out to Michael Mazak, my brother from the New England area. My brother, I'll definitely be seeing you soon. Hopefully, once this goes over this summer, I'll be up in Boston checking out some radio stuff, and I'll definitely make my way over to you, my brother. Thank you so much for joining me. So, wow. You know, it's just unbelievable what's going on right now. And I said I wasn't going to spend a whole hour talking about it, and I'm not, but I am going to approach it maybe in a different kind of way because, you know, it's gloom and doom, death. We don't have this. We don't have that. You know, if I never see Governor Cuomo again, I'll be all right. You know, and I, you know, and somebody reminded me because I wanted to talk last week about the Cuomo Kool-Aid that people are drinking. And, you know, I just don't. This is you know, if Cuomo, I'll put it like this, if Cuomo wants to impress me, stop the virus. Then I'll be impressed. But other than that, he's reacting to what's going on, and he appears to be okay. I think the people are so desperate to get rid of Trump that they'll take howdy doody for president. You know what I mean? Because people are so desperate to get away from Trump. So thank God, man. Thank God all of you guys are still here. Hope everybody's practicing the social distancing. And like I said last week, everybody's scared of everybody right now. It used to be the little old white lady. White people know I'm not about that. the little old white lady who would be, may see you somewhere, or maybe you walk into the elevator and she's like, grabs up her pocketbook because she thinks she's going to smash it. People are worried about getting the coronavirus. Now, they're not worried about their pocketbooks no more. So everybody is afraid of everybody. Shout out to my boy, Albert Vega, Wednesday night, DY Music Radio, Spinning the Wheels, 8 to 10. Check him out. And, so everybody's afraid of everybody right now, you know, and you can feel like the body language when you go in, like when I go in a store or something like that, you can feel the body language of the person. Because my body language is the same way. I've tried to get away from them, and I'm sure that they try and get away from me, but I'm not offended. I'm not offended by that because, you know, people are trying to protect themselves now. So it's not racial no more. It's not racial no more. Now it's just survival. It's not racial. So if somebody kind of moves away from you, don't worry about it. Because you should be trying to move away from them too. Keith Hall, Tuesday night, University of the 80s. Check him out. I think it's 9 to 11 here and 8 to 10 in the central time zone where Keith is from, Texas. The former home of the Ron Kelly Show, Fishbowl Radio Network. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with a whole lot more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. No problem, Keith. Love you, my brother. Keith's my brother from another time zone. The former home of the Ron Kelly Show is on Fishbowl Radio. The show has been everywhere. At William Patterson University, WP. 88.7, Fishbowl Radio Network, there's so many, this show has been on so many stages I can't even count them. But we're still going strong, and we're about to make some major moves. So, oh my God, I hope this came out. Okay, we are back. It's 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. So what happened to the election? And what happened to the election? No, this is a bad time. Poor Joe Biden. And Bernie has just about disappeared, which he should, because I just couldn't get the. I didn't feel the burn like many of you out there have felt. I didn't feel it. And so what happened to the election? The election just, you know, I mean, from what I understand, the election is not going to be canceled. So there will be an election. There's no way it's going to be canceled. It can't be canceled. You know, if everybody has to mail in their ballot, and that's what they have to do because the election can't be canceled because the president has never gone over his term without, you know, without being reelected. A president has never gone over his term. And President Trump is not going to go over his term either. So let me tell you what happened with Obama. When Obama left power and Trump came into power, let me tell you what happened. See, now, you know, people are talking about, and I'm going to get to the China thing, too, for everybody who might be waiting for that. I'm going to get to the China thing, too. But let me tell you about Trump. When Trump got rid of the pandemic panel that President Obama had created, because, you see, when we had the Ebola crisis in Africa, President Obama sent people to Africa. That's one of the reasons that it didn't like get here, because President Obama sent doctors and nurses and the armed forces to Africa, where the pandemic was just beginning to start, and they were able to squash it, or most of it, in Africa. So we didn't have what you have today with coronavirus all over the place. So, but now people think that Trump got rid of the pandemic panel because it was to save money. No, he didn't get rid of the Ebola panel or the pandemic panel to save money. See, when President Trump came into office, he wanted to wipe the slate. He wanted to wipe President Obama off the map. When Trump came into office, he wanted to wipe every piece of evidence of Obama ever having been president. So it wasn't just that panel that he, you know, because he wanted to save money, because that was the, you know, the lie that was told, that he just wanted to save money. No, President Trump wanted to remove every piece of evidence of that President Obama ever existed, or that President Obama ever was the president of the United States of America. So that's what happened. And, you know, because as soon as President Trump took office, the day he took office or the day after, he started rescinding all of the executive orders that President Obama had put in place, many of them that were created to protect us. President Trump started to dismantle the whole thing. And see, and people were saying that it was racism, and, you know, and it wasn't racism against us. And I can't even say if it was racism, period, because I don't want to be a bad time to go to Facebook jail, because then I won't be able to do my show. Shout out to Cornelius Hill. Shout out to Corny. Love you, my brother. Shout out to Councilman Mike Jackson of the First Ward of the City of Patterson. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen in these elections coming up in May. Very interested in that. And it's all mail-in now, so you can't even go to the polling place, and, you know, it's all mail-in. So I'm very interested to see what's going to happen with that, Councilman Jackson. Okay, so what happened when Trump took office was Trump was on a mission to erase every piece of evidence that Obama was ever the president of the United States. And so that's why he dismantled Obamacare and the Clean Air Act, the Pollution Act that we had, the thing we had going with Iran for, you know, the nuclear pact we had with Iran, everything he could grab onto, the Credit Card Act, where credit companies had to put on the credit card companies had to put how much you owe on the statements and how long it would take you to pay, and how if you paid. Let's say you paid the minimum price or the minimum payment, how long it would take you to pay and how much. All of that stuff was wiped out. So because President Trump didn't really care about a lot of these things. He just wanted to clean the slate. He didn't want any evidence of Obama. He didn't want any of Obama's policies to be out here. So that was the deal with President Trump. It wasn't that he, you know, he just wanted to wipe any evidence of Obama out of the system. And that's why he did. That's what he did. All right, it's 33 minutes before the show is out. Shout out to my people down in Florida, WWPR 1490 AM. I hope you guys are doing okay down there. I know the weather's nice. You know, you can't go anywhere, but, you know, at least you can sit outside and smoke a cigar or whatever it is that you do. You can't do nothing up here. And when I take, I'm going to take another break. When I take the break and come back, I'm going to talk about, not right at this moment, but I'm going to talk about China. And now they're saying that China lied. And, I mean, who, oh, my God, who believed that they were telling the truth in the first place? You know, there's a lot of, and there's a lot going on, you know, there's a lot of fake stuff. And Facebook is doing their best to try to curb the fake news, but there's a lot of fake news, and a lot of people are talking about what they heard more so than what they actually know, you know. And you see a lot of opinion, uninformed opinion, on Facebook and on social media as a whole, you know. And I wouldn't say this stuff is dangerous, but, you know, I would hope that everybody, before you post something on Facebook, at least try to find out, you know, whether it's true or not before you post it. Because there's a lot of stuff going up on Facebook, and I just kind of shake my head when I see it, because I'm like, wow, you know, that's wrong. But people kind of like put it up there anyway. So we got a lot going on. It's 32 minutes past the hour. We got a lot going on. It's a whole new world. And you see, once this is over, I mean, well, it'll never be over, but once this, they flatten the curve, as Governor Cuomo likes to say, see, everybody is still going to be self-conscious. People are still not going to shake hands as much as they did before the coronavirus. People are still not going to hug as much as they did before coronavirus. The football games might go back on, but everybody in the stadium might have on a mask, which is going to look really weird. But this is the future that we're probably looking at right now because of the coronavirus. And, you know, it's just weird. And I still can't, you know, when I'm outside and I don't wear a mask, but it's hard to wrap your head around people walking around in America with masks on. Because I remember there's a town in China where there's so much pollution that people were walking around with masks, where it looked like it was cloudy all the time. But it wasn't cloudy. It was the soot and the dirt coming out of the smokestacks in this town in China. And everybody were walking around with masks. And, you know, lo and behold, here we are in America and everybody's walking around with masks and people are being told to stay away from each other in a culture where people get with each other all the time. You know, we as humans want to be around each other. So now we're being told not to be around each other. And we already had the text messaging and stuff like that to kind of put a wedge in between us. Instead of calling somebody, you just text them, you know. And now people are talking about making more phone calls instead of texting because of this coronavirus and what's going on. We got a lot. This thing is, you know, it's changed the world. The world has changed. It's a totally different world than what we are used to. So I'm thinking about I'm looking at some pictures the other night. I'm looking at some of the house music festivals and stuff like that we went to last year. And I'm like, wow, you know. And I wish I can go to one right now. Anyway, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back. I got to do something real quick. I got to look on the web for something. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with more of the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
All right, and we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com, on Facebook Live, and on WWPR 1490 AM in Florida, where the weather is probably like really nice right now, and I wish I could be there. Shout out to Yvette Marquez who's watching the program. I'm dropping a ball right now. Let me just, listen to this. I'll be right back. I got to take care of something. I'll be right back with you guys in just a second. I could do that stuff too, music radio. Anyway, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. I got to be honest with y'all. You know, I was out somewhere and I had to run downtown Newark right quick. And I got back here like 5 minutes before it was time to start the show. So I'm like kind of like all over place. Manique Boutique. Manique Boutique. Even this on Facebook. Albert's asking me about my chains. Well, this one here was a gift from a lady friend. And this one here and this one here, it goes together. Manique Boutique. Look it up on the web. Manique, like Manique, Manique Boutique. Manique Boutique. That's where I got the change from, yeah. Manly-looking chain, not a little skinny little nonsense. Manly-looking chain. Anyway, everybody, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. NBA is talking about starting the season up with no people, but at least we'll be able to watch it. I applaud the NBA. I applaud them. I applaud them. Yeah, come on. I wouldn't care if there's no people in the audience. Just give me something to watch, some people moving. You know, only thing I hear is the sneakers squeaking on the floor. I mean, I'll be happy with that. So I applaud the NBA. And also we got the NFL draft. It's coming up later on this month. And they say no people are going to be there. And I kind of like, wow, you know, but hey, put it on. Put it on. Let's see who's going to get picked. Let's see what's going on with the draft. Thank you, brother. Here's Trump finally surrendering to the inevitable.
We're at war with a deadly virus. Success in this fight will require the full, absolute measure of our collective strength, love, and devotion. Very important. Each of us has the power, through our own choices and actions, to save American lives and rescue the most vulnerable among us. That's why we really have to do what we all know is right. I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
Okay, so that was Trump. That was Trump finally, you know, knocking it off, finally saying, okay, you know, surrendering and letting people know, let the American people know the truth about what's going on. And the truth about what's going on is that, you know, we have a very tough time coming up. You know what I'm saying? We have a very, very, very tough time. Anyway, shout out to my people. Shout out to Pastor Franklin. Shout out to Lead Pastor David Island, Christ Church in USA, Christ Church in Montclair, New Jersey, and in Rockaway, New Jersey, where I serve, Rockaway, New Jersey. And man, I do miss going to church. I tell you, I do miss going to my church more so than anything else. I miss going to my church. Now, I miss the cigar bar and all that stuff too, but I miss my church. I miss Pastor Island always giving you something to take home with you. So hopefully when this is all over, we'll be able to return to church. I'll be happy to get back to my church, Pastor David Island, and all the pastors, you know, Pastor King, Lionel King, you know, there's so many good guys, Pastor Franklin, you know, I didn't name everybody, but there's so many good guys there who preach the word. So anyway, we're looking forward to getting back with that. Okay, it's 20 minutes left to the program. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and everybody, I'm sure you guys have to stay in the house and all that's going on right now, and, you know, me too, I too have to stay in the house, and I'm not happy with it, but I do try to, you know, I mean, it's not, I'm trying to do constructive things. Like over the weekend, I'm going to, because I've been living in my apartment for a long time. And no, it's not an episode of Hoarders, but I do need to go through here and throw away like papers and stuff like that, stuff that I really don't need. Because you know how we throw stuff in the closet and, you know, we close the door and we forget that it's in there. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend. But I do have to work on my security job. But that's what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to go and, you know, Sunday probably I'm going to go through this place and clean all the stuff out that I don't need. Sometimes, you know, sometimes old stuff will hold you down. You know, sometimes old stuff has, especially if it's coming from another relationship or something like that, sometimes that stuff holds you down. And so, that's what I'm going to do over the weekend. I'm going to try to do something constructive, you know, try to put my budget together and, you know, because I'm like really bad with money, but I'm going to try to put my budget together, try to do something constructive over this time instead of just lamenting about that you can't go anywhere. I mean, yeah, I get involved in that too. And I talk to my brothers on Google Hangouts, which I'm not the biggest fan of, but, you know, it gives me a chance to reach out to some of my cigar homies and get a chance to talk to them, kick it with them, and kind of get our laughy laugh on. So, shout out to the mayor of Woodland Park, New Jersey, the Honorable Keith Kazmark, who I met. I know I'm going off the grid here, but I met Keith Kazmark was the clerk, the town clerk, I believe, at one time. And I wanted to interview Pat Lepore. Pat Lepore, I don't know if Pat Lepore is still a Passaic County freeholder, but this is back in the day when I was building my radio show and I was interviewing everybody. And I wanted to interview Pat Lepore, who's a legend in the political arena in Passaic County. And I wanted to interview Pat Lepore, I wound up having to go through Keith Kazmark, because I think Pat Lepore was the mayor of, well, it was known as West Patterson at that time. And Pat Lepore was the mayor of West Patterson, and he was a Passaic County freeholder. And I wanted to interview him. And lo and behold, I wound up having to speak to Keith Kazmark about it. Keith Kazmark was the municipal clerk of West Patterson at the time. And I'll never forget that, Keith, that you helped me out, and I was able to interview Pat Lepore, who was the Passaic County freeholder, and he was also the mayor of West Patterson. So you're doing a great job, Mayor Kazmark, and thank you for your continued service. Okay, so it's 17 minutes before the hour. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And, you know, I'm listening and also on WWPR 1490 AM in Florida, not on the internet, no, not on the internet. WWPR 1490 AM is a regular radio station heard by 2 million plus people in the Tampa Bay Triangle, so it was. And so I'm looking forward to hearing from the people down there in Tampa Bay. You can email me, rkellytalk@aol.com. That's rkellytalk@aol.com. rkellytalk@aol.com. If you want to reach out to me, the folks from and anybody else, and plus, but especially the folks from Bradenton, Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, and Sarasota, Florida, that quad right there where the Ron Kelly Show is now heard on WPR 1490 AM. You can also go to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, and you can, like almost 5,000 other folks, follow the Ron Kelly Show, or you can like the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. You can make a comment, you can leave a message, whatever it is you'd like to do. The Ron Kelly Show Nation is also up and running, trying to get that off the ground. You can, you just punch in the Ron Kelly Show Nation, and it will take you to my soldiers. There's about 30 people there right now. It's not a whole lot of people, but it'll take you to my soldiers, the Ron Kelly Show believers. So, the Ron Kelly Show Nation, you could also join up with. Got a lot going on. R. Kelly Radio is my Instagram handle. So if you want to holler at me on Instagram, it's R. Kelly Radio. You can hit me up there. On Twitter, it's the Ron Kelly Show. See, a lot of y'all don't mess with Twitter, because Twitter, well, I'm not going to say, well, Twitter's a little, most of the people on Twitter, you probably won't even know. You know, I have like 130 followers on Twitter, and that's fantastic for Twitter. Trust me, to have that many followers on Twitter. And because the people on Twitter are a lot, they're just different. I'll put it like that. So it's wonderful. I have more followers than people I follow, which is unbelievable for Twitter, you know. And you can hit me up on there. It's the Ron Kelly Show on Twitter. All right, it's 14 minutes before the hour. I said I wouldn't talk about the coronavirus, and I'm not, and I don't want to talk about the statistics, the grim statistics. But shout out to the folks who stepped up when President Trump did not step up. The mayors, Mayor Kazmark being one of them, and Governor Cuomo, who I'm still not drinking the Kool-Aid for Cuomo to be president. No, I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid. No, I don't think that Cuomo should be anointed as president so fast. Like, hold on to your horses. Because like I said, I think the people are so desperate to get rid of Trump. That they'll take Mr. Rogers. What kind of president would Mr. Rogers make? Anyway, So, yeah, so I'll be talking with Councilman Luis Velez probably, I think maybe next week. I'll get in touch with him and I'll find out what his plans are. And if he's available, I'll have him come in to the Ron Kelly Show. I know that doesn't mean anything to the people down in Florida, but, you know, I got something for you guys as well. I have to start, once this is over, I'm going to go down there and start networking down there in Florida and make some connections. So, at least they could call into the radio show and they'll know who I am. Anyway, 13 minutes before the hour. One more break. I'll take one more quick break. I'll come back and close the show out. This is, of course, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
I love golf, and I have some of the greatest golf courses in the world. I own Doral. I own some of the great one of Turnberry in Scotland, where they have the British Open. Some of the greatest British Opens in the history of golf. I mean, some of the great Jack Nicklaus against Tom Watson. They say the Duel in the Sun, right, folks? The Duel in the Sun, the greatest tournament ever played was at Turnberry. The Duel in the Sun, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson. So I have the greatest stuff. But you know what? And I love golf. But if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I own Doral in Miami. I don't think I'd ever see many of the places that I have. I don't ever think I'd see anything. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off, make great deals, right? Who's going to leave? Who's going to leave?
Broadcast into the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Alrighty then, and we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. I apologize, my people. I tell you, I had to run downtown Newark really quick to do something on First Street, I think it was. And I had to run back home when I got back here just in time to get the show started. So you got to excuse me if I seem like I'm all over the place tonight. But y'all know that the Ron Kelly Show normally is tight and right. So if I'm all over the place, that means I just walked in here. Shout out to David, my stepson, David. Happy birthday, man. You know, you're still a young dude. Enjoy yourself. Strong-minded black man, seven. Strong-minded, but yeah. David Evans, that's who he is. Hey, show, what a dope. Happy birthday, man. Yeah, so you know the Ron Kelly Show is tight. So when I'm tight, I'm tight. You know what I'm saying? But I, like I said, I walked in at the last minute and I said, well, I don't want to not go on. So I'd rather do a bad show than to not do a show at all. Even though I wouldn't say the show was bad. But anyway, yeah, so people in New Jersey, you know, Lakewood, New Jersey. See, now Lakewood, I don't want to see people. I'm not getting racial here. Lakewood, New Jersey is a heavily Jewish populated area. And see, it's the Jews that are, you know, a lot of the Jews, I mean, I'm not saying that they're the only ones, but the Jews are like, we're going to have our bar mitzvah, we're going to have whatever it is we're going to have. And, you know, and Governor, so I guess that Governor Murphy is calling the Jews knuckleheads when he says knuckle. That's his term for people who are disobeying the law by having gatherings, 50, 60 people, you know, and there's some. And so, you know, and Governor Murphy is really teed up. Those are Jewish people. Those are Jews who are not all, not everybody, but it's mostly in New Jersey anyway. It's the Jewish community where they're still having those parties and doing what they want to do, you know. And so Governor Murphy has vowed to crack down on people who gather as such as they do, you know. But see, but don't post. See, I'll say this before I go off the air. Like, don't post what you heard. Don't post what you heard. Shout out to Colette Bannister Matthews who's watching the program. Because I see so much crap on Facebook about what people heard. Don't post what you heard. Please don't post what you heard because people are reading that stuff and somebody could wind up getting hurt or get in trouble because of what they see on Facebook. Some people just really don't know the difference. So don't post You know, I would implore people to not post what you heard. Post what you know. Post what's been reported in the news. Don't post what you heard. Because somebody posted that that there was going to be a total lockdown of New Jersey. Not true. Not true. There's going to be martial law. Not true. It's not true. And people are posting all kinds of craziness on Facebook about what they think is going to happen. It doesn't, what you think is going to happen is irrelevant. You know, I think that people should post, if you're going to post something, post a story from a newsworthy organization. Because if you got if there's a website with, you know, and it looks crazy, it is crazy. You know what I'm saying? If there's a website that has .co or ., you know, then don't post that stuff. Shout out to Fitzgerald Ballard. I gotta see what his nickname is. Shout out to you, my brother. I know that's not what everybody called, but it's my man from Fume. So yeah, so don't post everything that you heard, because people are posting what they heard and not posting what they know, and it's just adding to the confusion. So if you see a website and it looks creepy, I mean, don't repost that stuff. You know, because me, I, you know, before I post anything, and it's not to say that everybody else has to do what I do, but before I post anything, I check 7 or 8 different websites, legitimate news. I have a link with Associated Press. I have a link with Reuters, with legitimate news agencies where I can go and check to make sure this stuff is real before I post it. And see, but everybody, you know, I'm a journalist and I went to school for this stuff. Broadcast journalism, yada, yada, yada. Shout out to my people at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where I graduated from. And, yeah, but stop, people need to stop posting what you heard. What you heard is irrelevant, and it's probably wrong anyway. Check, a couple of clicks. Because if he wasn't posting for likes, you know, the world would be a lot better place. So, yeah, don't. Check out your post before you post it. Check it out. Make sure that what you're saying is legit. Stop posting this nonsense, you know, martial law. There's not going to be any martial law. There will never be any martial law in America unless something really, it would have to be something a lot worse than the coronavirus for there to be martial law in the United States of America. It would have to be something very, 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 very serious that would threaten the existence of America, then you would have some martial law. But until then, you're not going to have any martial law. And no matter how bad this coronavirus thing gets, no matter how bad, shout out to Tuffy Ali, no matter how bad this coronavirus thing gets, there's not going to be any martial law in the United States of America. It's just not going to happen, you know. So like I said, I'm happy that the president has finally, you know, accepted the fact that, you know, this is something that's serious and it's really, really bad. And it's going to hurt a lot of people. And he's finally owning up to it now. You know, I would have been nice if the president would have 2-3 months ago. It would have been nice if the president would close the country back then. It would have been very nice. But because I can't lay all the blame on him, but because the president didn't close the country, people were flying in and out of America and going all over the places. Again, there are people who get this who don't feel nothing, who feel nothing. You know, so just because you don't feel nothing doesn't mean that you don't have it. I feel nothing and I could have it. That's why I'm not, you know, dating or anything right now. You know, I'm not seeing, no. Because I don't want to get it and I don't want to give it to anybody if I have it, because I really don't know. I haven't been tested yet, but I feel fine. You know, I go to work every day. I feel no fever, no shortness of breath, no, I have a hard time breathing and none of that stuff. But you just don't know. So I'm glad that the president's finally accepted the fact that this is going to be a problem. And I hope and pray that the 250,000 deaths that they're predicting, because that's a, well, I mean, that That's crazy. In Italy, the new infections are leveling off in Italy. Thank the Lord. In Italy. Shout out to Linda Lombrazo, my sister. Love you, girl. So in Italy, the new infections are dropping. Not dropping, but they're not still rising. The new infections in Italy are dropping. Allegedly, in China, they flattened the curve, so to speak. That's the phrase du jour right now, flatten the curve. So if China has a lot more people than we do. China has 750 million more people than we do. And the country is not nowhere near the size of ours. But I watched the videos of people getting beat. I mean, it's not funny, but I laughed. It's not funny, but I laughed at the video of the men in the mosque, and they all left their shoes outside, and they were coming out of the mosque, and I guess there was a police or somebody was out there with a whip, and everybody that came out got a couple of lashes, and I thought it was hilarious. But I thought it was hilarious. But we pray that everybody, you know, everybody who's out there, everybody who listens to the Ron Kelly Show, all the folks down in Florida, we hope and pray that this thing works out where, you know, yeah, there are going to be some casualties, sure. But I hope nobody that I'm talking to winds up being one of them. There's going to be a flattening of the curve. If everybody just stays in the house like I've been doing, I stay in the house. I go to work every day, but I don't work around anybody. When I get to work, there's nobody there. It's 3 a.m. Nobody's at the job but me. And all the other people have already left. And I work all day alone. And I drive home alone. I don't use public transportation. And I live alone. So I'm not threatening nobody, and nobody's threatening me. So I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm getting ready to go off the air now. You want to tell somebody to check me out? I'm ready to go off the air. Thank you, my sister. Shout out to Virgil Harrison, who's watching the program. Oh, Virgil, yeah, I miss you at church, my brother. Hopefully we'll get back soon. Christ Church, Montclair, Rockaway. Yeah, so I got about a minute left to the program. So everybody do take care of yourself. Be well. Get your hand sanitized, whatever it is that you need. Don't stand around anybody. You know, I understand that they're going to maybe make everybody wear a mask at some point. I'm not wearing a mask right now, but if they tell me to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. But I do practice social distancing. I give them a little more room than 6 feet, and I do all the things that I need to do to, and no, DP is not a podcast. It's live. The podcast is after the show is over. Get it right. So everybody do take care of yourselves. About 41 seconds left of the program. Take care of yourself. Practice social distancing. If you can get a thermometer, do check your temperature every now and then. And if you're feeling, and stay home. Stay home. You got to stay home anyways. You can't go nowhere. 23 seconds. Everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. But we may not have it all together, but we can still, together, we can have it all. See you back. Take care of yourself, everybody. Be well. Practice social distancing. And wash your hands.